Good Tuesday morning, beloved, and thank you again for inviting me into your homes for this Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Well, it's called 5-Minute Journey, and sometimes it's 6 or 7 minutes, but thank you for bearing with me. Today we are in Exodus chapter 6, verses 28 through chapter 7, verse 1. And here, God commands Moses to go once again to the king of Egypt and demand that the king releases the Israelites. God tells Moses that he will make the king stubborn, but will punish the Egyptians. Aaron throws down his walking stick in front of the king, and it turns into a snake. When the king's magicians throw down their sticks, they turn into snakes. But Aaron's snake swallows theirs, thus showing the Lord's power over the Egyptian gods. And again, God's saving word for us this week is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Exodus chapter 6 and verse 28. When the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, he said, "I am the Lord. Tell the king of Egypt everything I tell you." But Moses answered, "You know that I am such a poor speaker. Why should the king listen to me?" The Lord said, "I'm going to make you like God to the king, and your brother Aaron will speak to him as your prophet. Tell Aaron everything I command you, and he will tell the king to let the Israelites leave his country. But I will make the king stubborn, and he will not listen to you, no matter how many terrifying things I do to Egypt. Then I will bring severe punishment on Egypt and lead the tribes of my people out of the land. The Egyptians will then know that I am the Lord when I raise my hand against them and bring the Israelites out of their country." Moses and Aaron did what the Lord commanded. At the time when they spoke to the king, Moses was 80 years old and Aaron was 83. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "If the king demands that you prove yourselves by performing a miracle, tell Aaron to take his walking stick and throw it down in front of the king, and it will turn into a snake." So Moses and Aaron went to the king and did as the Lord had commanded. Aaron threw his walking stick down in front of the king and his officers, and it turned into a snake. Well, then the king called for his wise men and magicians, and by their magic, they did the same thing. They threw down their walking sticks, and the sticks turned into snakes. Wow, imagine that. But Aaron's stick swallowed theirs. The king, however, remained stubborn. And just as the Lord had said, the king would not listen to Moses and Aaron. Today's key verse is Exodus chapter 6, verses 28-29. When the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, he said, "I am the Lord. Tell the king of Egypt everything I tell you." You know, beloved, throughout this whole story, we see just how stubborn man's will can be against that of a loving God. You know, it's just difficult for unregenerate man to be able to understand the love of God Almighty. And you know, it's just the natural response. You talk to people on the street and they've hardened their heart towards the gospel of Jesus Christ. How could a loving God allow all of this, blah, blah, blah? You've heard it time and time again. And beloved, it's during times like those that, you know, you're just not going to be able to change their minds. That's something that only God can do. You just need to stand, stay close to God and hold firm to his promises. Let's pray. Lord God, create in me a repentant and humble heart, and soften my heart whenever it becomes hardened to your will. Remove any stubbornness, bitterness, or anger that I may be harboring, and draw me close to you and open my heart to receive your love. Amen. Well, our Tuesday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Leviticus chapter 16, verses 1 through 9, where Moses gives Aaron the Lord's instructions concerning the sacrifices to be made on the Day of Atonement. Until tomorrow then, beloved, may God richly bless you, your family, all those close to you, so that the love and the precious name of Jesus is lifted up and glorified in your family. God bless.